This hour of Columbia's Morning News is brought to you by Zero Res. Zero Res, the right way to clean.
Hey, good to have you here at 8:14 on a wet Thursday morning. Gary David, Christopher Thompson in Columbia's Morning News. Welcome into the studio. Our old friend Frank Knapp, the CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. Morning, sir.
Good morning. A wet morning.
Oh, my goodness. Nastiness. When we last had GN, we had just found out from the Department of Administration who the three approved bidders were. Well, two, really. I mean, NextEra to buy Santee Cooper, Dominion to manage it, which, as an aside, is anybody talking about that?
Absolutely nobody.
Okay, I didn't think so. And then the third option, let Santee Cooper be Santee Cooper, as they are right now. But a lot has happened since that point in time. So I wanted to get you back in to get caught up on all the developments here.
Well, thank you very much, Gary. I appreciate you letting me come in today. This is obviously an important issue for all South Carolinians, not only those who get their electricity directly or through the co-ops from Santee Cooper, but also taxpayers, because taxpayers are on the hook for a lot of these liabilities that Santee Cooper has. So thank you for letting me come back in. Mm-hmm. A lot has happened since the last time I was on this show. As you said, it was three proposals. Now we've got it basically to two proposals because the Dominion Energy Management Plan didn't resolve anything, just added another layer. So it's either letting Santee Cooper with their proposed reforms stay a state agency, or let NextEra purchase the Santee Cooper. NextEra is a Fortune 200 energy company. And so that is what the General Assembly's been discussing. Just the other day, the Speaker of the House, Jay Lucas, wrote an op-ed that appeared in the Post and Courier that said, we need to sell Santee Cooper. But we also need to reform, while that process is going on, negotiations, we need to reform Santee Cooper. Basically, what the proposal from Jay Lucas is to fire the entire board of Santee Cooper and the management.
I mean, everybody? Bondsaw and everybody?
Everybody.
Okay.
That's what Jay Lucas... That basically shows you the confidence that the Speaker of the South Carolina House has in Santee Cooper to do anything correctly.
None.
Absolutely not. So the problem, though, apparently is that the resolution that enabled this whole process that was passed last year by the General Assembly only allowed the General Assembly to pick one of the three options. It didn't allow them to go in and negotiate any of those options. So what you have now is the House has a piece of legislation that would empower a conference committee between the Senate and the House to go in and negotiate with NextEra. And on an aside, yes, Dominion Energy also, if they want anybody wants them to manage Santee Cooper. And then to bring that proposal back, whatever they've worked out with NextEra, to try to get a better deal. Look, we're selling a massive asset for South Carolina. Of course we want the best deal for the state.
Well, yeah. I don't disagree with that at all.
And the only way you get that, if you sell anything, you got to negotiate with the buyer.
And this is where I have a question, Frank. Because are they not changing the rules of the game here in the fourth quarter? Correct me if I'm wrong, but originally, after we already went through this a year ago and had bidders to do pretty much the same thing that NextEra is going to do right now, we said, nah, we're going to go back to the drawing table, start all over again. The Department of Administration gets the task of sifting through going out, soliciting bids, sifting through all this, vetting it, yada, 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 to the tune of how many millions of dollars do we know? At least $9 million?
Maybe like $15 million.
Okay. Originally wasn't, okay, the DOA comes to you, they've vetted it, they've negotiated it, here are your options, you vote as to which one you want. But now that's not what's happening.
Well, of course, the Department of Administration did negotiate with those people out there that offered a proposal. But the General Assembly, of course, rightfully feels that they're the ones that need to try to craft a better deal for the state of South Carolina.
Why didn't they say that to begin with last year?
Well, this is such an unusual situation. We've never had this situation before where we are selling a massive state asset. So we've never been through this process before. So, sometimes you don't know what you don't know.
Okay. Now, one of the other developments that's popped up, because when NextEra came to the table, they said, hey, we got $540 million. We're going to set aside. We're going to settle this class action lawsuit. And then a couple weeks later, Santee Cooper comes back and says, oh, hey, guess what? We got $520 million. You have an issue with that.
Well, so here's the deal. This is a ratepayer class action lawsuit that is going to be settled. The question is, who's going to settle it? Is Auntie Cooper and Dominion Energy, who is the other party who's being sued, going to settle it? Or is it going to be allow NextEra to purchase Santa Cooper and they will settle it? NextEra set aside $541 million to settle it, and that will do the trick. Now Santa Cooper says, oh, no, no, if that's the reason you want to sell us, we've already agreed that, and they it's not settled yet, but they said we will have a $520 million settlement for that class action lawsuit. And so that shouldn't be a reason why you sell Santa Cooper. The problem with that is $320 million comes from Dominion.
Oh, stop right there for a second. So me as a Dominion ratepayer, who's been paying a surcharge from Scana for all these years.
And still
who got a check back for $150. I was a fortunate one, man.
I
got a big check back. Yeah, huge. Well, maybe it was $105, but whatever. It was three digits, man. Okay. Now you're telling me that now I'm on the hook to settle the case for Santa Cooper customers?
I was very concerned about this also when I heard that that Dominion Energy was going to put up $320 million of the $520 million proposed settlement, that it would come back to the Dominion ratepayers. And I made some calls. I did conclude from my conversations that, and it has come out now in the press, that the $320 million that Dominion has offered to help settle this lawsuit is never going to come back to the ratepayers of Dominion because it is stipulated that it will not come from the ratepayers in the proposed settlement.
How
of that
can
lawsuit.
I be sure of that as a ratepayer?
Well, we have an Office of Regulatory Staff, and that's their job. So when people come in and they want to, utilities come in and they want to raise rates, the Office of Regulatory Staff, excellent professional organization, has to get all the information from that utility to justify what they want to do. And so that number, $320 million, will never appear anywhere to justify a rate increase for Dominion Energy. Now, that means that on that proposal, $200 million was going to come from Santa Cooper for that settling that class action lawsuit. Where do you think Santa Cooper's getting the $200 million?
Ratepayers and taxpayers?
Absolutely. Well, they've got it. They have it sitting in a bank account. They say, well, we'll just reach into our cash and use that to pay the $200 million. Well, that $200 million came from the ratepayer. So it's like the ratepayer of Santa Cooper who wants to get to settle this lawsuit and get some money back for all the money they paid in for this nuclear debacle, basically reaching into one pocket and putting in the other pocket. It's exactly. Their money.
Bingo. Well, needless to say, we know which side you come down on, Frank.
Look, the best business decision for the taxpayers and the Santa Cooper ratepayers is to work out a deal to sell Santa Cooper, get the best deal we can, and there looks like we're heading toward a way for the General Assembly to negotiate with NextEra. That has to be done. So we are moving in the correct direction.
Any concerns it doesn't get done before the end of this session?
That was my big concern because Santa Cooper didn't want anything to be done.
Well, they've been
and that way they'd be fat and happy and continue on their mismanagement ways.
Sure. Okay. Well, let's hope it gets done.
Thank you, Gary.
Frank, good to see you, buddy. Frank Knapp, CEO, South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce.